Kasim, along with what Coach Allen was saying, that you're playing better against the run, what have you done to just be a better run defender?
I mean, I think it goes back to the coaching and what Bill Johnson does, and it's just really harping on technique every day. You know, I feel like in my younger, like my rookie in my second year, I kind of just got in my stance and got out, but now I'm really trying to detail my technique, come out of my hips, and be as stout as I can be.
As far as rushing the passer in the offseason, who do you study, like different moves that you now implement?
You know, it was a lot of different things. I obviously watched that Von Miller a lot, you know, and the way he's able to bend and when he flips his hips. So that was great looking at. And I also talked to Teron a lot and just asking him what makes him uncomfortable, because he's one of the best protectors in the league. When he tells me that makes him uncomfortable, I know it can work against anyone in the league. So really, I've been implementing that a lot and trying to work on it.
So you think maybe he's trying to set you up because when you go one-on-one against him?
Nah, he tells me every day. He's like, at a body, I just want you to help us win games. So, you know, I don't think he would trick me with that.
Did you have to kind of finesse those tips out of him? Was he like, I don't want to give away the trade secrets?
Not at all. You know, I mean, me and Teron have been pretty close since I got here as a rookie, and ever since he's been very helpful and, you know, just trying to get the best out of him.
I know Teron's big on the chess match between that goes on pre-snap. Is that something that's helped you, you know, trying to come up with?
Definitely. You know, especially going up against, you know, fortunately he's back now, so I love competing against him, going up against him. And it's just like, you know, you got to bring your A game all the time. You know, you got to throw your hands right. You cannot just come in there with an 80% rush. You got to be 100% all the time.
See, the concern on your all's face when Sheldon went down, is that like your worst nightmare for to see a comrade go down?
You know, you never want to see anyone down. You know, I hope he's good. I haven't heard anything. So, you know, I just really hope he's good right now, because he's a great player and he can help win us a lot of football games.
How do you all combat maybe potentially losing? How do you all recover from that?
I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we're going to have 4D Lama out there. And I know everyone whose number get called is going to bring everything he got. So whoever's out there, I know, gives us 100%.
What does make Teron so good, though? I mean, we see him on the practice field. But...
No, he's just a little bit of everything. You know, he's smart, he's athletic, he's strong, he has long arms. He just gets to you really fast, he's good grip. So, you know, he's just like the full package, really, when you rush up against him.
And, I mean, how much have you even seen him grow in the time that you've been here?
Definitely. I know back in the day, just my rookie year, Cam rushed a lot against him too, and you can just tell, like, everybody been progressively getting better. You know, and now, you know, I feel like he's really at that top-notch level where he's an elite left tackle, elite.
Because then you told us who you study rushing the passer, but what did you do, I guess, to improve against the run? Because DA specifically said you're better against the run.
You know, it's just, again, as I said with Bill Johnson, all technique, and then just watch different guys. Not even specific guys, but just watch different players play football. And I feel like, you know, you just watch the guys, you watch their technique, how they use their hands, and just learning and watching football, it makes you a better player.
Kasim, this is obviously the last time we'll talk to you before camp breaks here. Just your overall opinion of how this camp has been compared to the last couple of years.
I feel like from a chemistry standpoint, especially on defense, it's the best I've ever felt about the defense. You know, just on the D-line, we coming off the ball, we excited. You know, I think you can see it in individual. We over there hitting the sled, and we get hype. You know, you just hitting a little bag, and we, you know, like celebrating like we just won the Super Bowl. It's just like that kind of energy that comes over. You have it in inside run and then in the team periods. So that's one of the things that really stands out to me. And it's just fun being out here and competing, getting better.
Does it seem like y'all have been able to keep up, you know, a high level of competition throughout here, and now you head back home and back down south with still a lot of energy?
I definitely think so. And, you know, even if there's a practice where we've, you know, got a little of gas, trust me, DA calls it out real quick and makes sure that, you know, there's no slowing down. So the next day we come back twice as hard. So I think it's been great energy, and the defense is doing good.
Has the experience of being just at the Greenbrier changed at all in 3 years? It's been pretty similar.
So I've just been at the Greenbrier for 3 years. But, you know, I think it's a great place. The people are nice. The facility is perfect. And it's just out here, you really focus. You know, there are no distractions around here. And you're just able to, you know, focus in and just come out and give all you got.
So Coach says it's Kasim. It comes to you. Are we coming back next year? What do you?
Yeah, I love it here. You know, it's great.
see, I've heard a lot of players on defense, and even some of the coaches talk about being on the same page, mm-hmm. not being your own worst enemy.
Right.
Is that something you all feel like you all have corrected in the offseason? Obviously,
100%. 100%. Really a cohesive unit out here. So, you know, we watch film. We always start together as a defense and make sure we all on the same page. We know what we got to eliminate. We know what were the mistakes of the day. And then we break up an individual and just talk specifically about every unit itself. But I think we really want 11 as one. And, you know, it was great.
Was that something you all needed to address? The communication? It sounded like you all had some communication issues last year. That's what it sounded like.
Yeah.
Did they simplify something or make it easier on you,
or
was it just talking
more? I mean, you know, I'm on the D-line, so I don't get that many calls, you know.
Right.
But I think you're definitely right with that. Our communications is much better. It's much better.
Is that
D-8? Yeah, D-8, big emphasis every day. Make sure you talk. Make sure everybody knows what's going on, be on the same page. You know? D-8 always harping on that.
When you talk about pass rusher, do you look to watch guys that are the same style pass rusher as you, or do you kind of...
Definitely, you know, you look more at the speed rushers, guy my size. You know, I wouldn't necessarily study someone who's 290 because his repertoire of moves are much different. So I just look at guys who come off the ball, know how to use their hands well, long arms, stuff like that.
The sack you had the other night, a good shoulder. What did you do on it? Did you bull rush him?
It was just the speed to power rush, but I think it was, you know, I just did my part of the four-man rush. It was really the inside push, you know, that enabled the quarterback to step up, so I really could run that circle and get him. So, again, even though I just did my part of four guys, and, you know, I mean, Sheldon had really good push inside, and then I just cleaned it up.
Yeah, it takes more than one, right? I
mean, exactly.
That was going to be my next question, was how important do you feel it is to have a strong inside push when you're making your moves?
Like, especially when you got guys, you know, speedy guys on the edge. If you got good inside push, it's much easier to run your little hoop and get the quarterback. So it's great to have good inside push.
Thanks, yeah.
See, thank you. Appreciate you guys.